So how has it been working in Buffalo on this?
It's been awesome. The Bills go away for training camp. As you guys probably know, they go up to Rochester, which has been a ton of fun. We haven't had a team who truly goes away, stays in the dorms, has that team camaraderie and feel. It's been a couple of years. Only about 5 teams do that in the NFL, so it's really fun to be able to kind of get that old school camp vibe with them again.
And working with the Bills, what has stood out to you the most? What is the most unique about this team?
I would say it's funny because before we got here, they talked a lot about this special culture, and we were all like very excited to see what that is. And you do truly see it again, them going away for camp, but they are just a very close-knit, bonded team. The guys are truly friends. They enjoy spending time with each other on their off days, even though they spend it all day together. So we really have gotten to see that. And there's just a ton of fun personalities on this team and guys who just truly love each other, which is awesome.
How has this production for this team been different compared to the other productions of Hard Knocks that maybe you've worked on in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we've kind of done a lot of things similar. We kind of approach each season, I would say, pretty similar. Again, going away for camp is different. So being in 2 different places, starting out in Rochester for the first 2 shows and then having the last 3 in Buffalo breaks it up for us. So in that terms, I would say kind of different feel with that old school way of going away for camp.
And I'm sure you've heard a lot about Bills Mafia and what it means to be a part of it, and you guys have seen that at camp. I mean, the turnout's been crazy, more this year than ever. How has that experience been for you?
It's been a ton of fun. I mean, they have open practice to fans pretty much every day, which is not usually the case. Usually it's like a couple open practices and then it's closed to fans and media. So the fact that fans get to go out there and see Josh Allen every day, and I will say the players love it as much as the fans do. Like, they all talk about Bills Mafia. Deion Dawkins is probably a fan favorite who you'll see a ton in the first show. He loves those fans. And it's cool to see, like, these guys will spend 30, 40 minutes after practice walking the whole practice field just to sign autographs every day. And that's just been really unique to see, to kind of bring that whole community together.
Now, without giving away too much here, but, I mean, for people that are watching this team and watching this series this year unfold, what is it from your perspective that you could kind of tease for the fans is like what they can expect?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you get to see a lot of the fan favorites. Coach McDermott leading the charge. She is, you know, as just exceptional as they come. You can see how much he's so well respected by the entire team, which is awesome. But Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins are some of those core heartbeat guys who have been here for a long time. Tre'Davious White's back in Buffalo, which I think fans will love to see. He's definitely highlighted in that first episode. So just some of those core anchor guys who have been here and are that true heartbeat of the team.
And what, if any, has been, you know, the feedback you've gotten from Bills Mafia, from the Buffalo community about this?
I think people are really excited. We've went and filmed with some fans around town, found some of those super fans of Bills Mafia who have really been through it from, you know, the 4 Super Bowls back in the day till now, and are, you know, all excited to see them maybe chase another one. So yeah, I think it's just been a lot of fun. The fans are as invested as we are.
How cool of an event is this to be able to premiere the opening episode at a place like North Park Theater in North Buffalo? I mean, it's a unique old place, but how cool is it to be able to welcome in a bunch of fans, also some alumni with Jim Kelly here?
It's so special. We don't always get this. It just depends on the city and where we are and if, you know, it works for the team and everything. So to get the alumni out here, we had Thurman Thomas out at practice a couple days ago, and that was awesome. So to know that Jim Kelly's coming here, this is really special. And it's special for our crew. I mean, we have 35, 40 people who are living in a hotel for nearly 2 months. So like, these nights of us getting to celebrate our hard work and be together is as exciting for us as it is for the team.
One of your other directors, I want to say, is Patrick.
Yes.
Had said that we can expect to see a different side of the Buffalo Bills that diehard fans wouldn't recognize. What does that mean exactly?
I would say a lot of that team camaraderie you don't get to see. Them going away for camp, as I mentioned to them, is something different. Not all teams do that anymore. It's only about 5 or 6 who do. So the fact that these guys are with each other from the time they wake up till the time they go to bed, you know, riding bikes around campus, riding their scooters around together, eating every meal together, I think you just get a true inside look at the true grind of the beginning of season, and they're all in it together. There's no distractions. There's no family. You're not going home to your kids, even though I know they all miss their family. So that's probably been the most unique thing. Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills kind of exemplify the Hard Knocks storyline.
What's that?
Do the Buffalo Bills exemplify the whole Hard Knocks storyline?
I think so. I mean, Sean McDermott is a winning head coach. You know, he has broken barriers here and led the charge with the team for a really long time. So he exemplifies, I think, everything that an organization is, and it's been really awesome to see him lead the pack of this whole team.
From this experience, you know, from what you've seen, what does the Buffalo community, Bills Mafia, mean to these players?
I think it means everything. Just seeing that their fans, like you said, are out there for every practice. We were up at the stadium for the red and blue scrimmage. It's just a practice, and that stadium was nearly full because fans are just excited to see Josh Allen run out in his new red helmet and cheer him on. So I think it means everything to them, and vice versa, for sure. Yeah.